AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The work going on around Goleta, California includes raking, skimming, and vacuuming. That's the area where oil escaped from a broken pipeline. The spill covers about 9 miles of water. The oil is sticky, and Santa Barbara Health Officer Dr. Takashi Wada says it's smelly, too.
These low-level fumes are generally harmless, but can cause some mild symptoms, as discussed previously, such as headaches or dizziness.
There are no signs yet of any widespread harm to wildlife in California. There's word from Syria Islamic State militants overran the famed archaeological site at Palmyra. There are fears some priceless ruins may be destroyed. The capture of Palmyra comes days after the capture of Ramadi in Iraq. Senate Armed Services Committee Chair John McCain says the Obama administration needs a new strategy to go after the Islamic State group.
This misguided approach has failed to stop, if not fostered, the expansion of ISIL to a dozen countries.
A gauge of future economic health, the Index of Leading Economic Indicators, showed a jump last month by the largest amount in 9 months. It's a sign the economy is beginning to pick up steam after a winter slowdown. Meantime, sales of existing homes slipped last month.
One reason we think the market was a little bit slower in April than in March is that inventories remain quite low.
Danielle Hale with the National Association of Realtors says another factor was rising prices for homes. More people filed for unemployment benefits last week, but the number of applications remained at a historically low level. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up about 10 points. President Obama's trade agenda has cleared a key hurdle in the Senate. The Senate has topped the 60 votes needed to begin substantial action on Obama's bid for fast-track negotiating authority. Robert Lynch, the CEO of Lumber Liquidators, has abruptly resigned. CBS's 60 Minutes reported in March Chinese-made laminate flooring contained high levels of carcinogens. This is AP Radio News. Australia is cracking down on homegrown jihadis. Charles de Ledesma reports the plan is to go after Australian-born children of immigrants who fight for the Islamic State group.
Australia wants to change its Citizenship Act to make fighting for Islamic State in Syria and Iraq a reason for losing citizenship. Immigration Minister Peter Dutton says the government also wants to adopt the British legal model by revoking the citizenship of extremists who are Australian-born children of immigrants.
Prime Minister David Cameron wants to impose new immigration rules in Britain.
We're going to make illegal working a criminal offence in its own right. That means wages paid to illegal migrants can be seized as proceeds of crime. It means more businesses will be told when their workers' visas have expired.
Cameron spoke at a policy speech today in London. Immigration has become a divisive issue in Britain. New numbers show a significant rise in the number of migrants there. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.